Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. Still dating, man. Don't you be
another La Gente. I'm from the Ready Church, and I'm your guest host for this evening, and I thank you for joining me this evening. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the topic that I have set forth, but I would like to tell you that our regular host is under the weather, you know, this season, you know, how the weather is changing and different things, but we still know that God is able and that, you know, that God is in control and that, you know, that we're still going to keep going on, okay? So, well, today I'm going to talk to you about, there is a lady who is a very prominent pastor. Her name is Paula White. She has been on TBN. She has been on several other different types of television show right now. She says she's on The Doctors and Dr. Phil. She was just up there recently. And there are a number of things that are going on as far as Paula White is concerned. But the reason why we are presenting this information is not merely to just to talk about anybody that you might like as far as a pastor or as far as someone that you listen to, because it's not about that. It's about telling you that if you're listening to these people, you need to stop, because it's not about what appeases to your flesh or what is commonplace or what people like to hear these days. Because, yes, Paula White is going to tell you some things that you like to hear. She's going to give you motivational speaking about money and different things like that, as you will discover, as I will get into when I talk more about it in detail. But we're telling you these things, you know, to let you know that you have to be on guard and that you have to be on alert and to stay ready in these last and evil days, because the devil is, you know, very cunning. You know, he will try to get you off track in any way that he can. He will have you going out here buying these books by these people, which are false prophets. They're not working for the kingdom of God. It's quite clear. You know, you have to be on guard in these last and evil days. You know, there are a lot of people that are in the crowd that are following these people that have not been sent by God. As workers to represent him, they're not. And the actions show you very clearly. And we have to be able to discern. We have to be able to make sure things that they're doing and that their spirit lines up with the word of God, you know. So Paula White, she wrote on her Facebook quite recently. I believe there is a video that's coming out on the Ready Church about it, but she wrote on her Facebook about telling everybody to wear pink. So she gets a response from one of the people on Facebook that says, no, you know, basically, no, Paula White, you don't need to wear pink. You need to wear Jesus. So Paula White, and Paula White gives this description herself. This is exactly what the situation was about. And Paula White responds to the young lady, and she says, you know, you're going to tell me to wear Jesus? I wear Jesus every day. And she says Jesus is a healer, and she just starts just saying out different things. And she said that, you know, you're going to tell me to wear Jesus? And then she goes off and saying different things. And then she says, I buried my daughter, and different things like that. So as I was hearing what she was saying, because it was a rebuttal against somebody telling her merely, don't wear, you don't need to tell everybody to wear pink, you know, you need to wear Jesus. So if you're going to get mad at somebody for telling you that you need to wear Jesus, that says a lot about, you know, you. It's not physically that somebody can actually wear Jesus as a clothing or anything like that, but I'm sure it sounds like this lady who was telling her was, you know, probably talking to her about her walk, you know, because that's, you know, you have to have on, you know, your garment. You have to have on, you know, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have, you know, God being represented in your life. You know, he has to be represented. That's essentially what it means, by what I'm gathering, because you see Paula White getting defensive in this lady telling her something like that, and she says, you don't tell me to wear, not to wear pink. And, well, Paula White was just very angry and upset, and then she said she wanted to say, she expressed this. She expressed that she wanted to say a cuss word in there. And she tells the audience, Paula White tells the audience, you fill in the cuss word, whatever you want it to be. Basically, that's what she said. And as I said, that will be on the upcoming video, I believe, to be posted on the Ready Church on YouTube. But she goes on to, you know, tell them, you know, the audience, to tell them, fill in the cuss word, whatever you want it to be. What kind of minister of God tells people to fill in a cuss word whatever you want them to be, whatever you want it to be? If you know, your life and your walk is not about telling people basically to wear pink, you know, but, you know, to wear Jesus, and that's what the young lady was saying, but it is not to tell her that she couldn't wear pink, or either Paula White could have, you know, basically not gave in to it, or kind of like she says, I know her son expresses that he overlooks a lot of it, but because his mother has been called wolf, daughter of the devil, or daughter of Babylon, or something like that, daughter of Satan, and different things. But there was a rapper who put out a song about Paula White. You can look it up. A rapper. He's a Christian rapper. He's supposedly a Christian rapper, and he puts out a song about false prophets. And there in the song, he mentions Paula White. So Paula White's son addresses the rapper, and he was expressing that what gave him the inclination that his mother was a false prophet. And he goes on to say that he makes $40,000 from Paula White Ministry, and he, you know, that he's basically not after money, because, you know, in his position, he could do something that would afford him to make six figures. And, but there he goes on into, you know, detail about, you know, saying that, you know, this rapper could have called him and, you know, could have called, spoken with his mother, instead of doing putting out that information. But in any event, I was recently heard a video where Paula White was talking about she titled it Spiritual Warfare, or they put it out as Spiritual Warfare. And she's basically telling the people of the audience, the congregation, that they need to basically, like, give it was basically about giving so much money. It was basically about money. And they need to take possession of the government, because the government is supposed to be ran by Christian people. It's not supposed to be ran by the secular people, and that we need to get a hold of this money. And if you have, you know, $3 billion or something like that, you need to go invest it and, you know, start making the church rich. That's basically what it was amounting to, and that you need to have the people from the world come to the church looking for all the money or things like that. And they need to be the ones to rent out the stadiums, you know, for football and, you know, baseball and different events. The church needs to be owning those stadiums. And basically that's what she was saying. And she was saying that the church really doesn't have, you know, power because of the money issue. And I would like to play some of what Paula White was saying, because I'm not rambling on. I'm just giving you a description of what she was talking about when she, you know, was saying all of what she was saying about the money issue.
And what that man says, the devil is a liar. We aren't having revival right now. We just, and I thank God for Reiner Bunke's ministry. We thank God for what just happened in Orlando. But only 2,000 people got saved, God. But only 2,000 people got saved, guys. 2,000 people got saved. There are millions of people in the city of Orlando alone.
And that statement right there. Okay. 2,000 people get saved. 2,000 people get saved, she says. You know, Ron Hartley ran a revival or some type of crusade or an event wherein people were saved. And she says that 2,000 people were saved and that she doesn't feel like that's enough. And she was talking about church finances. Would say $30 billion, the mayor and the governor would not have to make a move without them. And she was saying that, you know, talking about the influence of money, power, and decision makers. And she, later on in there, she started talking about the churches that actually have the most financial influence. And she began mentioning Joyce Myers has $180 million. Joel has $80 to $90 million. Then she says TBN has $100 million. And Billy Graham, $50 to $100 million. And then she talks about, she basically compares Apple, the whole Apple computer company, and, you know, they make a lot of, you know, technological products. And she says Apple makes $30 billion. One product, Apple makes $30 billion, and she says the church is not even doing that combined. And then she talks about the influence of power and money, you know, being coherent, being together, and that, you know, she signed by William Worth. she's been signed by William Worf. And she's going to be appearing, which she did appear on Dr. Phil. And she was up there basically counseling some couple, which she doesn't even have those types of credentials, you know, different things that people look into as far as somebody being on a show like that. Even Dr. Phil does. You know, people look for, you know, the credentials and different things. And these people have been set up and to do the things that they do, and they're deceiving people. You know, she talked about that, you know, she's on the show. She said she's cute but not the most beautiful, and she's talking about, you know, that when she was on even Christian networks that her messages were censored. She said you have to do whatever they say do, and, you know, that is not of God. You know, if God has opened up your mouth and he has put something inside of you that, you know, that aligns with his word, you're going to be able to say it. You don't need, you know, the message to be censored, to be watered down, you know, if it's the truth, you know. So she was saying that they call the shot, she, basically, and that she has to do whatever they say do. That's not happening for a person that is, you know, in the, you know, in the kingdom, this person that represents Christ, you know, you're not going to sign your name over to a dotted line and do all the things that the world wants you to do because you have, you know, sold your soul to, you know, the company. You know, a company that doesn't even represent Christ. You know, the stuff that they have on pimps, the preachers of L.A., you know, they're pimping people. You know, they're prostituting the people. And they're all in together. Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, he talks about, you know, the preachers of L.A. like he's not into the whole clique thing that they have going and the way they have things set out to be, you know, marketing the church, you know, and presenting a lifestyle that is contrary to that of Christ. Because, you know, you see them up there doing different things that is not of God, you know. And Paula White, she mentions that, you know, that T.D. Jakes is, you know, T.D. Jakes doesn't talk about anybody. She mentioned that someone had presented some information to T.D. Jakes about her. And that he wouldn't comment on because he don't talk about his own. But, however, the same man got up there in front of his congregation on TV, on his broadcast, and went on about saying, watching that junk on, you know, the preachers of L.A., and he was basically talking of, about how foolish the show is. But this is the same foolishness was going on at MegaFest. The same foolishness is going on in, you know, his ministry. And so that statement that he made right there didn't even line up with Paula White saying that he doesn't talk about his own. For, Bishop T.D. Jakes and Bishop Noel Jones have made confessions that they were best friends and different things like that, so... Is he not talking about his own when he made that statement about the preachers of L.A., you know? So it's all about money. And they're talking about, this, you know, money being power, the influence. The love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible speaks about that, you know, in the book of Timothy. So we clearly see that these people are not of God. Yes, they have a lot of people. Yes, they can tell you, you know, things that'll make you happy, talking about go out here and get all this money, and then we need to start owning the networks, because that's what Paula White is saying. You know, we don't own networks, so we're not doing a drop in the bucket. We're not owning networks, she will mention in the video. So if you if 2,000 people are saved, you aren't doing a, you know, basically a drop in the bucket. If, you know, there's millions of people. But there were a lot of people back in even in Noah's time, you know. And out of all those people, so let's get back to those eight people that were saved. So, you know, the angels are rejoicing. You know, it could be one soul saved. They're, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. But Paula White is saying that, you know, one soul, to even 2,000 souls, that is even a drop in the bucket. She's saying on this earth it's about money and about the church owning governmental powers, because they're the only ones that has been giving that right, according to the Bible, to have that type of influence or jurisdiction or different things like that over the money. So, you know, it is not supposed to be presented that way, because it's not true. Of course, the wealth of the wicked is laid for the righteous. But the Bible is not to love money. It is not saying for us to preach the money, prosperity, gospel when souls are dying and that people are looking for the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. And the best you can tell them is about it's time for us to get money so much that you preach it and relay it that the church doesn't have, you know, $30 billion or anything like that. So that's the message that we need to preach. No, we don't need to preach that. You know, we need to keep preaching Jesus. You know, he died and he, you know, he rose again. So we need to keep preaching Jesus and that he was crucified. You know, we know we should be crucifying different things in our lives. We should be taking up the cross and following Jesus Christ. We should be denying ourselves. That's what we're supposed to, you know, be teaching them. That's what is supposed to be preached to them, you know. So it is not about us acquiring all this physical and intangible wealth, you know. Sure, God's going to bless us. He's blessing us every day. We don't have anything to complain about. And in everything, we have to give thanks, you know. And basically, she's up there moping around, talking about billions of dollars of wealth and assets that the church hasn't obtained and that she don't want to die without it. Yes, she said that she don't want to, you know, her life to be through and ended, and this hasn't been accomplished as far as the church is concerned. And so when you hear things like that, that clearly, very clearly, very adamantly, often expressed, but it doesn't align with the Bible and what it states that we're supposed to be doing. We aren't supposed to be laying up these treasures. Sure, those physical and tangible dollars might permit you to buy some different things on this earth, but that's not supposed to be anybody's God, you know? And the God of this world is being, he's blinding the eyes and the minds of these people, and they are relating it to thousands of people. There are literally thousands of people sitting in the New Destiny Church, which used to be pastored by Zachary Timms. There's thousands of people sitting in that church. There are thousands of people that were sitting in the other church that she was pastoring, the Without Walls Church. And they are being deceived. Paula White is up there using the NIV. She used it very consistently, and that was where her text was from in the Facebook message, the one that she was talking about wearing pink. And, you know, so there's a lot of that going on, you know. So, you know, we're just supposed to, we're supposed to follow Jesus Christ. We're supposed to stay in his word. Paula White, in that same video, was saying 50 souls, 100 souls. And she was equating that to being saved. Those amounts are being saved, but she said we're not doing anything. It's not a drop in the bucket because they want the billions of dollars. And that's what they're preaching. And it's very, you know, much something that can get people off track because Paula White is up there using that NIV. The NIV is published by Rupert Murdoch, and, you know, there's a whole history behind that, and you see the linkage between how one company, Zondervan, was sold to HarperCollins, and HarperCollins was sold to that News Corp. So there's a linkage going on between how, you know, things are being handed over and people not seeing the connection. They say, okay, this is the NIV, and it's the most prominently used Bible, but they don't see, you know, where the linkage comes from. They don't see that it's like a chain. And you might stop and say, okay, I see Zondervan, and I stop right there. No, then you stop looking there, and you don't go to see that Zondervan was sold to HarperCollins, and then you stop there, and then you don't look at that, you don't look any further. But if you look further, you see that HarperCollins was sold to News Corp. Things like that going on. Paula White is saying that the church is basing that on owning networks, ABC, NBC. She says NBC two times. She said the church doesn't rule in no business like that, the network, which, I'm very sure that Paul or Jan Krause, who now is over at TVN, would have not wanted to hear her say that. She was just up there begging at their praise-a-thon, which it should be called a beg-a-thon because that's what they do. They will beg. And Paula White says that she basically assured people that when she came to the New Destiny Christian Center, where Zachary Timms used to be the pastor, but after that whole thing happened with him committing suicide or whatever happened in that, they're trying to say that he overdosed and going on. And then she took over that ministry. But it's a lot of things going on that a lot of people should see, but they're kind of disregarding as far as that's concerned. How even she's on Zachary Timms' wife's Facebook page, and you see they're friends. That's what they call it. She's a friend of Reba Timms, and they were rivaling over the pastoral position of Reba Timms' ex-husband. Yes, because at the time that his death, she was not even his wife any longer. So Paula White winds up getting the ministry down there, and then Reba Timms also moves there and continues her ministry, and she was putting out that she wanted people to donate, you know, so many thousands of dollars and different things for the building of her ministry. So, but, you know, you've seen all these types of connections, and be alert and stay on guard, because what they're doing and their mission is very open and apparent about, you know, their love of money. You know, Reba Thames was just in a vacation with Zachary Thames, and then, you know, the next week he, you know, he's dead. And they were on a vacation together, and they were not even, they weren't married any longer. But there's a lot of different things going on in that, and she comes back, and she wants the church. And so, but there's all that going on down there with Paula White and Reba Thames. But I would say that Paula White and she was also talking about that she's at the mercy of basically Dr. Phil or anybody that owns those shows, those networks. She's at the mercy. I'm at the mercy of them. If the gatekeeper says they want me in or they want me out, I'm at the mercy of them. I have to do whatever they say. You know, when I sign their contract, I have to do it their way. So, you know, they have to edit out what they want, and they have to put in what they do want. She says, even if it's on a Christian network, if they don't like something I say, guess what? They kick you off. And then, you know, what else she begins doing? Your pastor, who preaches in a miniskirt, and have the guys all goofy-eyed looking at her. She begins, after she's saying, revealing all this information about that even the Christian networks like TBN and different places that she's been on, they're closing the Christian networks. They're editing out the part that they want to, and they're keeping in the part that they do want because, you know, it might be too controversial. If the message is too strong and too much telling the truth, yes, being mixed truth, which if it's mixed truth, it is not even the truth at all. That kind of weeds out poison and something. She says even those networks, they edit out different things. But after she says that, like she just exposed them, she begins doing the Roger Rabbit. Wait a minute. She begins doing the Cabbage Patch. Excuse me. She does the Cabbage Patch. She takes her arms and she twirls around in a circle, and she starts doing that on stage. Now, anytime you see your pastor doing that on stage, yes, that's what it is, a stage, the whole act. You should know that they're not of God. God doesn't have anybody that represents him bring this defilement and abominable things on the altar to present it to his people. No, that's not happening. You know? She was talking about $3 billion. If the church had got $3 billion, like, you know, that would be a shift in the market. They would be shifting the market. You know? That's a shift of power being shifted to the church or shifted to her pocket, essentially is what it means. And, you know, she talked about, you know, having those $3 billion, and she would put Cisco out of business. She begins telling the audience, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? I think because some of them believe some of the things that you're telling them is crazy, essentially amounting to the same thing. Yes, that's why they're looking at you like you're crazy, but they're not getting up. Because, you know, they've been deceived, and there's so many people that have not heard the truth in a long time. that is just going to sit there as if that's the norm for the church. No, it's not. If you're listening out there, and anybody that's listening out there in the audience, in the listening audience that's listening to that blog talk, you need to leave. You don't need to stay there. You know that you're receiving those heretical teachings. Paula White teaches from the NIV one Sunday, and then the next Sunday she's using the King James Version. Yes, I know she does that. She's mixing part truth. She's preaching. In one message I heard her mention and read different interpretations and just gathering it into one. She had the NIV, the King James, and the Amplified Bible. No. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know, we can't change. We're not permitted to do so. But I would like to say that if, you know, anybody out there that has been listening to the blog talk, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, no man can come unto the Father but by him, and that's through Jesus Christ. So I'm going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you, we glorify you, your holy name, God. Lord, we're living in a world that is so cruel, and that the devil is just trying to come in any area that he can, but no weapon that's formed against the body of Christ shall prosper. God, we're going to be the true church that rises up in these last and evil days, that will cry aloud and spare not, and to lift up our voices like trumpets. Yes, we're going to be that voice for you. Yes, we're going to do what you call us to do. We're not going to cut the corners. We're going to present the truth, because the truth is going to make us free. The truth is what these people need to hear, God. We pray for different people all around this country, all around the globe, all around the world, God. We pray that you would be the hope, God. We pray that someone will come into their life, God, and that will lead them to you, God, because you are our only hope. You are you're the way that we get from earth to glory. You are the only way, Jesus, that we can see our Father God, which is in heaven. And we thank you, God, that your word said that you would send the Holy Spirit, God, that would lead and guide us into all truth. And we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you. God, soften our hearts, God. Purify us, God, according to your word, God, that we would draw closer to you in these last and evil days, that we would draw further away from the world, that we would deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow you with all of our hearts, and that we would grow in your word, God, and that we would live all we know how for you, God, that we would be that voice that you're calling out for these last and evil days, God. God, that when the world sees us, that they would see Christ, God, living on the inside, God, that the light is shining so bright, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. We pray for the host, God, that you would touch your body, God, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. We know that you are the healer. We know that you are able, that you can do anything but fail, God. We're just standing on your word, and we just trust in you and believe in you. God, we pray for the needs of the people out there, God. God, we pray that you would just, God, that you would meet the needs, God, of the people, God, and that you are their first and priority. You are their primary need, God, that they will be saved first, that they will draw closer to you, God, that we will lean and depend on you all the way in the name of Jesus, God. And the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. This is Ayunando La Gente with the Ready Church. Thank you, and God bless you.